Welcome to the Delilah Show. Who is this?
Hi, this is Kylie.
Kylie, hi, welcome. What can I do for you? You sound very happy tonight.
Well, thank you. I'm actually having some boy troubles right now, if I'm being honest.
Well, I'm glad, even though there's boy troubles, I'm glad you can smile and laugh, and I can put a happy note in your heart. Tell me about this boy that's breaking your heart.
Okay. So he was one of my friends. I thought he was so cute. And so we kissed one night, and the kiss was so bad. And so now I don't know what to do.
He's not an experienced kisser? Is that what you're saying? Or he just has no technique? Like,
has no technique.
On a scale of 1 to 10, you know, let's pretend we're watching The Notebook together right now. Okay. And there's that kissing scene in the rain. On a scale of with 1 being really no technique and 10 being the kiss from The Notebook, where does this boy, like, where's the meter?
Probably a 3.
Oh, a 3 on the kissing meter. So you're gonna have to like find a graceful way out of this.
I know. After that,
that's just gone. He just ruined it.
He ruined it.
You're just gonna say, you know what? I'm really busy for the next 7 years.
Oh,
really, really busy, really busy.
Very busy.
Very, very busy. Whew, you got to wash your hair. You got to talk with your girlfriends. You might have to go roller skating. I don't know what you got to do. But
exactly.
I'm going to play a song just for you and your friends. How's that?
That'd be great.
I'm not afraid to die.
Delilah Dilemma Tonight is sponsored by Eyes of Faith Optical, the company that makes my own eyeglasses. They've become great friends of this program and of Point Hope, a charity I created 20 years ago. Point Hope is a voice for forgotten children here at home and worldwide. If you wear glasses like I do, give Eyes of Faith Optical a look for your next pair of glasses. You'll love the styles you can choose from, and you'll love the words of inspiration you'll find printed where only you can see them. Their website is eofoptical.com. That's eofoptical.com. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma says, I don't have any biological children. I wanted to find the right woman to have my children with. I wasn't interested in women with children because I didn't want baby daddy drama. But I met a girl named Crystal 2 summers ago. She had an 11-month-old daughter. It wasn't supposed to be serious, just friends, but we were both bitten by the love bug. She said she and her ex, the father of the child, separated a year before. He had shown no interest in his daughter or the pregnancy, but he had signed the birth certificate. Crystal tells me she was a wild child, drinking and partying. She met a guy, married within 2 months without her family's knowledge. He took her to the cleaners financially. She changed her life, cleaned up, went to school, became a pharmacy tech, and moved home to raise her daughter. Problem is, because of her relationship with her ex, her credit is ruined. She is in debt from school and all of her medical bills. And now, Delilah, this is where I come writing in. I am in love with her and with her child, and I'm hoping to adopt her. Her father last saw her a year ago, and he never calls. Crystal recently sent divorce papers for him to sign, but now he wants some kind of custody before he will consent. My problem is that I'm afraid. If he gets custody, I'm afraid I'll be loving and raising a child, but never have any rights to her. I'm afraid her father will always be the root of problems in our relationship. Should I stop this relationship before it gets any more complicated? We were planning on moving in together during the summer. Should I go along as planned? I'm a strong person, but I need your motherly advice. Please help me. From a concerned young man. I will have my advice for you coming up next. You're listening to Delilah.
Sonoma County's one and only KZST.
Did you know that some ordinary cold medicines can raise your blood pressure? That's why NyQuil High Blood Pressure is specially formulated to provide cold and flu symptom relief without ingredients like sugar, alcohol, and decongestants. If you have high blood pressure and you need nighttime relief from your cold and flu symptoms so you can sleep, choose NyQuil High Blood Pressure. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer, anyone.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah. Ordinary Angels. Starring 2-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Hey, it's Boost Mobile here with a great deal to keep you connected and help you make the most of your tax refund. When you switch to Boost, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A15 or Moto G Stylus 5G for free. We're here to bring you the best phones on America's largest 5G networks so you can get after it. Switching is easy. Just head to your local Boost Mobile store for a free Samsung Galaxy A15 or Moto G Stylus 5G. Requires port-in auto pay and ID verification. Other restrictions apply. See participating stores for details.
Wake up. Breakfast. And Nature Made Vitamins. Whatever your morning sounds like, Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, we've got you covered. Now that's a good morning. We take care of you so you can take on your day. Start your day with Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
KZST.
Then
I deal with a lot of criminal types, and lately, more of them are identity thieves, because identity theft is one of the fastest growing crimes in America. So let's hear how they do it.
Identities are easy to catch online. I just go fishing for them. I send people an official-looking email pretending to be their bank or credit card company and ask them to confirm their personal information. Hooks them every time.
Stealing folks' identity is as easy as standing behind them on the checkout line. When they open their wallets, I'm ready to take a picture of their driver's license with my cell phone camera. It's a snap.
You can learn a lot from the criminal mind, but you can learn even more from me. Safeguard your personal information on the phone, online, and especially around the house, because half of identity theft is committed by people you think you know. Take it from McGruff. Keep your identity to yourself and take a bite out of crime. For more information, visit the National Crime Prevention Council at ncpc.org.
A message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the National Crime Prevention Council.
Sonoma County, you've been asking what the folks behind the KZST microphones look like. Well, if you're curious, go to the internet and click on KZST.com on Sonoma County's one and only KZST. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from a 35-year-old man in love with a woman who has a child. He wants to marry her and adopt the child, but now he is afraid if he gets his heart too involved, the baby's daddy is never going to let him adopt her. Guess what? Most stepdads never get the joy of adopting their children. They don't. Very few step-parents actually get to adopt the children that they raise. So what? It would be great if you could adopt her, but chances are that's not going to happen. That doesn't mean you should not raise her or love her or pour yourself into her, because when you love a child, it's not about what you get out of it. It's not. It's not about whether the baby's daddy ex-husband is going to come back and meddle, because he will. He will. That's the reality. So what? Real love, true love, says, I love you unconditionally, and I am here for you. It doesn't say, if I get it my way. If you love this woman and you love this baby, you will step up to the plate, marry the woman, and raise the baby. God willing, you'll get to adopt the child and be her legal father. Chances are you won't. So what? Love her anyway, raise her anyway. That is my best advice. Lying in